The Shulchan Aruch in Yoradzeh Simon Shin Samach Zayin Se'if Bet writes that one mustn't daven or recite psukim in a cemetery or within Dalad Amot of a dead body. And this is based on the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, Daf Yud Chet Amud Aleph, which explains that this is because of a concept known as Loeg Larash, mocking the poor, because a dead person is regarded as being poor in the sense that they're no longer able to daven or engage in Talmud Torah. However, the Shulchan Aruch does add that if this is done for Kavod HaMeit, you're saying the psukim or the tefillot in order to give dignity and respect to the deceased, then it's permitted. The Shach in the same Siman writes that the same applies to Kaddish, and that one has to retreat a distance of 4 amot from the Kever before saying Kaddish. And this is based on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Ayin Vav Sif Dalet, which says that after the Kvura Marchikin Ma'at Mi Beit HaKvarot, Vomrin Kaddish, you step back from the cemetery to say Kaddish. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim also paskin that you have to go at least 4 amot away from the Kever before saying Kaddish. But a couple of questions come up as far as this is concerned. Firstly, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to say these things in a cemetery, Kaddish is always said in the Beit HaKvarot. We've never seen anybody leave the burial ground to say the Kaddish. So the Taz in Orach Chaim, Simon Mem Hei, Sif Katan Aleph, says that according to the Gemara in Brachot, you can actually say Psukim, etc. in the cemetery, provided you're at a distance of 4 amot from the graveside. And the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, who say that you have to be 4 amot away from the cemetery, they're just being cautious out of a concern that once a person's within the cemetery, then they might not be careful enough to keep that distance of Dalet Hamot. There's also a Biur Halacha in that same Siman, where he discusses the Shitot of the Bach, who is lenient Bichlal, provided that you're at a distance of 4 amot from the Kever, and the Magin Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, who are strict anywhere within the cemetery, if that area is designated as a burial section, as opposed to it just being an ornamental area. Secondly, not only have we never seen people leave the cemetery or the burial area for Kaddish, but it's very widespread that they don't even move 4 amot away from the graveside, especially if the kever is in a crowded area and the pathway or an open area is a little bit away from the graveside. The Avilim just stand where they are and say the Kaddish. So as far as that's concerned, the Geshar Chaim says that the minhag of Yerushalayim, and presumably many other places as well, is to follow the ruling of the Ma'avar Yabok. The Ma'avar Yabok is a 17th century work which was written by an Italian Kabbalist, and it's become the basis of many of our funeral rites and minhagim. And he says that the Kaddish is also regarded as something which is for the kavod of the niftar, and therefore it can be said within Dalet Amot of the Meit. There's also a tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer in Even Yaakov, which is at the end of the 5th volume, Simon Lamed Vav, where he discusses this issue, and besides confirming that it's a widespread minhag, referenced by several Gedolim and Poskim to say Kaddish at the graveside, he also endorses and justifies it by bringing the sheet of the Netziv in Ha'amik She'ela, who says that the whole issue only applies if the kever isn't 10 tefachim deep, and one is within 4 amot of the mate. But if the kever is at least 10 tefachim deep, then the mate is in a totally different reshut, and there's no problem whatsoever. Though I don't see how this would work according to those Achronim who hold that there's an absolute issa in saying Kaddish in the Beit HaKvarot, even in an area where there aren't any graves, and presumably that's a point of machloket. A further thought is just to flag up that the minhag here in London is actually that at a funeral, the Kaddish isn't usually said at the graveside at all. After the Kavura, everybody goes back to the funeral hall, then we say Yoshev Beseter, and then we say the Kaddish there. So once upon a time, I was told by a superintendent at the cemetery that this was because of the Anglo-Jewish sensitivities, that people didn't like to say Kaddish in a muddy field surrounded by graves. But I wonder if perhaps it's actually a very particular halachic hakpada to follow the sheet of the Magin Avraham and the Gra, that the Kaddish shouldn't be said in the cemetery proper. Though, of course, at a stone-setting ceremony, Kaddish is said at the graveside, even in London. So either there's just a steer in what we do, or maybe my theory isn't correct. Ad Kaddish.